Welcome to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International Broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes. The Lord has called Chaplain Holmes, along with Sister Velvet, to minister to those who are in jail, prison, and to those on death row throughout the United States and Canada, to share with them the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, helping them to turn from a life of crime and sin to a brand new life in Jesus. They were also called to pray for the sick so God can heal. Now, here's Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet.
Praise the Lord. Praise God. And the Heaven Bound Train International Prison Ministry broadcast is on the air. This is Chaplain William Holmes, along with my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet Holmes. It's such a great blessing to be able to come into your homes, automobiles, place of confinement, wherever you might be, to share with you the love of God, to let you know sweet Jesus loves you. He's concerned about you. He wants to make the real change in your life, to take you off the broad way and put you on the straight and narrow way to heaven. The Lord has blessed Missionary Velvet and myself with a powerful Holy Ghost filled ministry to go into the jails and prisons to preach Jesus to those that are behind prison bars. And we are here on radio preaching the gospel, preaching Jesus to all of you that's out there in the free world, as well as those of you that's behind prison bars, to let you know that Jesus come to save you from your sins and to heal your body of sickness and disease. Praise God. Amen. We have a powerful message talking about the birth of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We're going to continue on today, so we'd like for you to call a neighbor and a friend. Tell them to tune into today's broadcast for the continuation of this exciting message. At the close, get ready for the powerful prayer of faith, because today could be your day for deliverance. My beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet, is here to read the Word of God. Now, we want to let you know it's time to get right with the Lord. Look at all the violence, all the trouble going on in our world today. Is ever time to serve the Lord? It is now. People, we need to get right with the Lord. Stop messing with sin. Repent. Turn from sin. Say, Lord, forgive me of my sin. I won't sin anymore. Yes. Pray and ask the Lord to sanctify you through the blood. Let him wash you and make you clean, so that you'll be able to live in this world with victory over sin. I'm telling you, that's what Jesus was born into the world for. To save us from our sin. And take sin out of us. So that we can live in this world with victory and power over the devil. Because the Lord wants Christians to live right. Yes, live holy. I know people talking about this is the age of grace. You're saved under grace. But I want to let you know, grace do not give you an excuse to slip up in sin. Grace is here to fix it so you can get right with the Lord. You can repent. Pray and ask the Lord to forgive you of your sin, and also pray and ask the Lord to wash you and clean you up so that you won't go back into that sin anymore. The Lord wants people to stop sinning. Stop living that up and down life. Stop being a hypocrite. Praise God. Preachers, we need to live right. If you're a child molester, you need to stop being a child molester and go to the altar and get saved. Because it's time to live right. Because as the Bible declares in St. Matthew 5 and 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they are the ones who are going to see God. Not no such thing as a saved sinner. There's no such thing as a saved sinner. And I'm putting on radio so people can know that. Stop letting these people fool you into thinking you can be a saved sinner. Jesus come to save people from their sins, not in it, but from it. That is to take sin out of you and place in you a brand new nature. That's the new birth, being born again, so that you can receive the baptism of the Holy Ghost and that with fire. Praise the Lord. Amen. Missionary Velvet, let me have Isaiah 9 and 6. Let's see what the prophet Isaiah said. Isaiah was nicknamed the gospel prophet. because he prophesied about the coming of Jesus Christ. Praise God.
For unto us a child is born.
For unto us a child is born.
And to us a son is given.
For unto us a son is given.
And the government shall be upon his shoulder.
Let you know when Jesus come, he give you government. He give you power. Amen. People, Christians be so weak. Act like they got to yield to sin. That's because they're not sanctified through the blood. But when Christ come in you, he'll give you government, give you power to resist temptation, resist that devil. Praise God. What did it say?
His name shall be called Wonderful.
His name shall be called Wonderful.
Counselor.
Counselor. Amen. You can talk to him.
The Mighty God.
The Mighty God.
The Everlasting Father.
The Everlasting Father.
The Prince of Peace.
The Prince of Peace. Amen. Jesus is our Mighty God. He's the one that can come in us and give us power to live in this world with victory over sin. And place the devil where he belongs, that is under your feet. The devil has no right sitting in your lap. The devil has no right on your leg. The devil has no right on your back. If any place the devil need to be, that is under your feet, where you can bruise his head. Amen. We need to have power to live right. It's important to live right. People, go to the altar. Seek the Lord. Seek salvation. Get it so you can live right. Husband can love their wife. Wives can love their husband. You can have a wonderful marriage. Sanctified churches supposed to have wonderful marriages when both parties are saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost. You're supposed to have a wonderful marriage. You don't supposed to be like the world. Can't get along. Amen. Getting divorces. Amen. When you're saved and sanctified and filled with the Holy Ghost, you're supposed to be an example for the world. I'm telling you. When you're a child of God, amen. I'm telling you, praise God. That's when you're sure enough saved. Praise the Lord. Since Beverly and I, we're an example to the world. When the Lord saved you, you'll be able to love one another. Live holy, live right, and the people will see Jesus in your life. On the job, people will see you're not like them. You don't joke like the world. You don't be, amen, going around stirring up trouble like they do. Spreading gossip, spreading rumors like they do. Being a backbiter like they do. But you have a holy conversation. You hear me? Your conversation be seasoned with salt, which is the word of God, which is the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Amen. When Christ come in you, he will cause you to bridle your tongue. Where you'll be able to know when to speak, when to hold your peace. You'll watch what you say. You don't have now a loose tongue. Amen. I'm telling you, you watch what you say when you're a child of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Praise God. What else it say, Missionary Velvet?
The increase of his government and peace, there should be no end.
Let you know, when Christ sanctify you, you will live holy from January to December, year after year.
Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever.
Let you know, when Christ come in you and forgive you for your sin, he wants you to live holy forever.
The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this.
I'm telling you, letting you know, the Lord will give you a holy zeal. Therefore, you just love to serve God. Love to live holy. From January to December, year after year. Love to follow Jesus. From January to December, year after year. I'm telling you, serving the Lord. I'm enjoying Jesus. The Lord sanctified me when I was 13 years old. And I'm enjoying Jesus right now in 2023. I'm enjoying Jesus. Praise God. When Christ come in you, you will put joy in your soul and peace in your mind. Satisfy you. Praise the Lord. I'm satisfied with Jesus. Praise God. He said, amen. When Jesus satisfy you, you can move on and travel up the King's highway. It's time to get washed in the blood. The blood signs your name on heaven's road. You get a seat in the kingdom. And the devil knows that. That's why the devil don't want folk to get washed in the blood. He wants you to skip over top of it. Act like it's not important. Praise the Lord. But I'll tell you, if you want to go to heaven, it is important. Praise the Lord. Let's get ready for the powerful prayer of faith. Amen. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this powerful word. Lord, look on people with mercy. Those that's in sin, let them pray. Say, Lord, I'm a sinner. If you forgive me of my sin, Lord, I live right. Blot out their transgressions. Cast their sins away in the sea of forgiveness. Lord, wash them in your precious blood that you shed on Calvary. Baptize believers. Fill them up. Run them over with the baptism of the Holy Ghost and the speaking in tongues. Lord, heal the sick, those that sick in their bodies. I come against cancer, high blood pressure, sugar diabetes, arthritis, the coronavirus, the flu bug. Lord, stretch forth your nail-scarred hand. Touch, heal, and deliver by the power of God. Lord, go into the jails and prisons. Touch these prisoners. Lord, deliver them from alcohol, from drugs, from fentanyl. Amen. I'm telling you, from the lust of the flesh, the sins of the flesh. Lord, deliver and set the people free. Lord, do these things. We'll praise your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name we ask it. Amen, amen. Just lift your hands up and say thank you, Jesus. While you're praising God for your deliverance, here come my beautiful companion, Missionary Velvet.
Praise him, praise the song said, there is no secret what my God can do. What he done for others, he would do the very same thing for you. The Lord, he was the reason for the season was he came to this world that we may be free and we don't have to live in sin any longer. She believed that message and prayer that Ella Holmes gave us. You have been set free. You hold on to that and tell God to continue to mold you and make you into who you need to be. Dove behind prison bars, Ella Holmes, and I love you. Jesus loved you so much. And he has a plan for you to have hope and to prosper. He is waiting for you to allow him to come into your heart to rule there. Those in the freeway, thank you for your prayer and support of our ministry. You continue to pray for us as we pray for you. And that God will grant your request. And that you have a peaceful and prosperous life in him. Remember that God loves everlasting love, and we do too. From our home to yours, Merry Christmas. May walk in a joyous spirit, fill your home this holiday season. 2 Corinthians 9 and 15, thanks be to God for his inexpressible gift, his son, Jesus Christ, for you and I. Remember that God loves you, and we do too, but most of all, the power of God is just the same today. It doesn't matter what the people say, whatsoever God has promised, he is able to perform. You believe that God is there for you. May God bless you.
We sure do love you. Pray for Missionary Velvet and myself as we go into the jails and prison to spread the gospel of Jesus Christ. And those of you in the free world, click into our website. Be blessed with the many activities on our website, the Heaven Bound Train website. Kids can click on the activity page. Be blessed. Click on links to Bible games, Bible puzzles. Learn about the Word of God. Learn about Jesus. Praise God. On the Heaven Bound Train website. Praise God. To the next broadcast, the Chaplain William Holmes, along with one companion, Missionary Velvet, saying that, if Jesus should come for you today, will you be ready to go? May God bless you.
You have been listening to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast. If you would like any items mentioned on the broadcast, you can request them by writing to the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International, P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. That's P.O. Box 38182, Richmond, Virginia 23231. Bibles and other religious materials are free to prisoners. Chaplain Holmes and Sister Velvet welcome those in the free world to write to request prayer or to send gifts of support, which are tax deductible. Visit their website at www.heavenboundtrain.org to email them, learn more about their ministry, or play a Bible game. Join us again for more of the Heaven Bound Train Prison Ministry International broadcast with Chaplain William and Sister Velvet Holmes.